The champions from the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper Wire on Dash Talk.
The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. Mail time. Mail time. Mail here. When you control the mail, you control information.
Newman.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper
Wire! You know, it's a Friday, and I almost didn't, like, feel the energy for the mail sack, but when I hear that music, boy, I'm ready to go. It is a rescheduled mail sack, guys. It is championship week, and it's December 22nd, and we are taking your questions tonight for week 16, the championship. I got Dirty Jobs. I got Lucas on, and we may have a couple special guests coming on later, but we are about to jump into the mail sack. I want to remind you, if you are listening live, call in 909-713-7030, 909-713-7030. Call in immediately. We'll take your question, and other than that, we'll take questions from the Mixer chat, if you tuned in there, and we'll take questions from Sleeperbot and Fantasy Life. And I do want to remind you real quick that we have that Michael Crabtree jersey we're doing a raffle for. So if you've enjoyed the show this year, you want to give us a little review, a nice review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, wherever you listen, take a screenshot of that, email it with your name to sleeperwire@gmail.com. You'll be entered into a drawing to win a signed, autographed, certified Michael Crabtree jersey that we'll be giving away after the Super Bowl. Dirty Jobs, Lucas, you guys fired up? Last mail sack of the season?
What's going on? Man, how are we doing this evening?
Man, feels good to get this one finally on the air, doesn't it?
Some early Christmas presents.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
Let's win some championships.
It's the championship. We're some championship bells. I think we need some bells in there.
I'll get some bells for you.
Ding, ding, ding. Let's get it on.
I'll get some bells for you.
Sound just like that.
I want to grab these two guys first because I know they're tuned in right now. So let's start with Hildemack today. Okay, 1 point PPR. We need a flex. Lamar Miller, Evan Ingram, Jonathan Stewart, Keelan Cole, Josh Doctson, Tevin Coleman. I guess I need one.
One of those.
Yeah.
You know, Keelan Cole's been a really hot name. Evan Ingram is very up and down. Tevin Coleman's going to be active, so that could be a sneaky play. I'm predicting that to be a pretty high scoring game this go around. Dirty Jobs, who do you think? Is there a guy that stands out to you amongst those?
Man, I don't know. To me, it feels like Keelan Cole. Like, that's the guy who kind of stuck out on that list to me. I think going against the 49ers in a must win to get the playoff seed, I think I like him. Out of that group. I like Tevin Coleman coming back. I just don't, with Devontae Freeman out there, he's kind of useless to me. So that's kind of where I'm leaning. What were our other options? Just read them one last time for me real quick.
Okay,
Steve.
Lamar Miller, Evan Ingram, Jonathan Stewart, Keelan Cole, Josh Doctson, Tevin Coleman.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like Keelan Cole best out of that.
You know, Lamar Miller does get the volume here. Oh, they're playing Pittsburgh, so it's not – but he really hasn't been looking that good, has he?
Not to me. And Pittsburgh's – they're in another situation where they've got to win. I think their defense is going to fire it up this week.
Let's go Keelan Cole. Let's go Keelan Cole here.
Okay.
There you go.
He also asked a little extra question. Would you sit Jimmy Graham for Evan Ingram this week?
I don't think that I would. I wouldn't overreact too much. To what happened last week. That was a fluke against the Rams. I expect Russ to come out and find his favorite target, which is Jimmy. And, you know, they're playing the Cowboys. The Cowboys have not been that great against the tight end, so I would not. I would not do that. If you really, really wanted to play Evan Ingram, in that spot. Is this a PPR? Do we know?
Yeah, it's the same guy. It's a PPR league, and so he could stick Ingram in that flex because he was in the flex question. So, but you guys like Keelan Cole a little bit better.
I like Keelan Cole, but if you wanted to play Evan Ingram in there, it wouldn't bother me. For whatever reason, the Giants are coming out and like actually trying, and they look decent against Philadelphia. Like they look like a team against Philadelphia, all things considered. And Arizona's kind of mediocre against the tight end. So I would lean Keelan Cole if it were me. But if you wanted to rock Evan Ingram, I'd be okay with that too.
All righty.
Yeah, I can't argue with any of that. I like Evan Ingram, but I don't like him more than I like Jimmy Graham. I think Jimmy Graham bounces back. It's been two bad weeks.
Yeah, I hope so too. Let's see. We got another mix of questions. Darren Warnken, replacement for Adams, half point PPR. He's got Wallace or Westbrook.
Ooh, I actually like both of these this week.
I do too. I think I lean Wallace a bit more.
Yeah,
Wallace at home against Indy. Ooh.
Yeah, I will lean Wallace, but Westbrook he's come on pretty hot recently. So I like both of those, but I'll go with you and go Wallace.
All right. That is all I got for the Mixer right now. We got a couple of listeners, though, so if you guys want to get any questions in, Mixer chat is the way to go. And you can also call in, of course, 713-909-7030. Dirty Jobs, jump into that sack. I think we're starting with Millitron 18 today.
Okay, he's got all standard. He says, start one, Tom Brady, Case Keenum, or Blake Bortles?
Give me Brady. I'm gonna win a championship with Brady. That's how I would feel if I had those. I'm not getting too cute. No, Brady's been a little bit off, but they're coming out swinging.
See, and I like Brady, but I also like Keenum a lot this week. I really like Bortles a lot this week as well. So I can see a case for all of them, but I do think Tom Brady's the guy right there. That's the guy you drafted. Stick with the studs. Don't get cute. I think this is the time for that. He's also got start two, Mark Ingram, Kareem Hunt, Jamal Williams, or Latavius Murray. I mean, it's Ingram and Hunt, right?
I mean, you got to go Hunt, and you got to go Ingram. I know, you know, Latavius Murray could very well get in the end zone once, maybe twice, but go with the better players here. And the Chiefs need wins, and the Saints definitely need to win this game. So, yeah, you're going Ingram and Hunt, no doubt.
Yep. Then he says start two, Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks, Josh Gordon, or Juju Smith-Schuster.
Start two PPR or do we know?
All standard.
All standard. Well, I'm not sitting Keenan Allen. If he's good, you know, so Keenan Allen's a for sure. And then we're looking at Hill, Cooks, and who?
Gordon and Schuster, Smith-Schuster.
It's not going to be Juju for me. It's definitely going to be one of the other guys. Who are the Chiefs playing?
Oh, the Chiefs, I believe. They just played the Raiders. Let me pull up the schedule.
Look at this.
Right.
I don't think it's going to matter for me, although I do like Tyreek Hill. I'm going to go Josh Gordon. I like Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon against the Bears?
I like Gordon against the Bears. I think he gets in the end zone. I do.
Okay. I finally got the damn schedule up. Kansas City does have Miami. Does that change your mind?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I like Gordon here. It's close. Those are all very close options for me. Cooks, Gordon, and Tyreek Hill. But I like Gordon slightly more.
See, and I forgot that Kansas City was playing Miami. That's why I put that matchup out of my head. I don't really see in this being... It's going to be a one-sided shellacking by Kansas City, I think. He's also got – see, for me, it'd be Allen and Hill. For you, it'd be Allen and Gordon, which I'm very happy with Gordon, although Chicago really does have a way of cranking down on that number one receiver. So,
yeah, I just feel like Gordon, he is – you know, he has come back and, you know, he's shown us the money. He has shown us that he is still what we remember him to be after 1,264 days or whatever it was.
So, hey, and he says, start one, Rudolph or Gates?
Give me Gates.
Give you Gates. See, give me Rudolph. I like Rudolph in December. It's just, it's not even a name thing. It's just,
yeah, right. Get out of here.
The guy seems to light it up in December, though. I mean, you can't argue with the numbers.
He does. But with Hunter Henry out, I think that – Gates is almost assured a touchdown here. So I think they're both pretty good options, but Gates is who I would go with. He has a pretty good shot at a touchdown.
And he says, thanks a lot, guys, for the season. He made it to 7 championship rounds, which is awesome.
That is pretty nuts.
Awesome. We got Mike DeBerzo 7. He says, bench one, half PPR. Wallace, Funchess, Jones, or Martavis, or Crabtree?
He needs to bench one. What Jones are we – are we talking Julio?
Marvin.
Oh, I'm not benching Marvin either. Who are the first two?
Wallace and Funchess.
Probably benching Funchess because I think he – isn't he dealing with some sort of injury right now?
He's back. He will be playing this week. But, yeah, he'll be coming back from an injury issue with me. I was thinking kind of the same thing, either him or Crabtree. I just don't like Oakland. They're just dreadful to watch. And so with me – but Funchess, I think Funchess has kind of got negated by Greg Olsen coming back. So for me, it's Funchess.
Yep, it's Funchess for – me as well, but if you wanted to sit Crabtree, I would be perfectly okay with that. He has not had a hot second half of the season, so.
Right, he had a good week last week. Oh, there you go, got a call.
No, just got a defensive question off the Mixer chat. I was trying out a new phone call sound effect. I think that one's not quite as, like, jarring and annoying. I'm going to use that one. June 718, Chargers or Steelers defense this week? Steelers play Houston, Chargers play... Who the hell is that?
Bryce
play?
Petty and the Jets.
Oh, the Jets, right.
So, I got to go with Chargers. The Jets with Petty. Oy, yeah, I've got to go with that. I think there he's going to give up quite a few mistakes against that high-powered defense.
I agree. They're going to bring the blitz off the edge. They're going to bring it hard. They're going to bring it often. And I don't think the Jets are ready for it. So that's kind of a no-brainer for me. The Chargers have been a very good defense the back half of the season. They've had a couple off games, but overall, they're really good in the secondary, and they bring the pressure. Very tough team. Very tough team. Chargers.
That's all I got. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No worries. Right. I thought there was a follow-up question.
No, that was
there.
It. That was
we
it.
Got Art Summers. He says, PPR, choose one. Randall Cobb, Amari Cooper, Keelan Cole, D.D. Westbrook, or Chris Hogan?
Let me see what the status is of Hogan real quick. I thought they were sitting him, but is that not accurate now?
I believe he is going to play this week. I know he was about to play last week, but then they pulled him right there. So I don't know. To me, that's just such a red flag. I don't like Randall Cobb now that Aaron Rodgers is back out. So for me, it's Keelan Cole again. I like him just a hair over D.D. Westbrook just because he's been getting the majority of the targets.
Yeah, I'm actually going to lean Didi because I think he's a better player. So I'm with having two wide receivers on the same offense. But we do like right now, Bortles is slinging the ball the last three games. He's been slinging it. So we like that passing attack. Does it make you worried at all having Fournette back eating, you know, them not needing to throw quite as much?
I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think there's going to be plenty of points to be spread around. I think Jacksonville's going to go probably hand it to San Francisco. Although San Francisco has been playing a lot better on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
And they've also, I mean, both sides of the ball, honestly. I mean, their offense is bringing up their defense. They are playing better football. I just don't think that they're going to be able to outdo the Jacksonville defense, and therefore I think you're going to see a lot of passing time for Blake Bortles at the beginning of the game. They'll get a good lead, and then you'll see Fournette run down the clock.
Okay, that's fair. That is fair.
Okay, he says, thanks for everything, and best of luck in your ships, and I got to say right back at you, man. I'm excited. Ah, championship week. Love it. I've got a fire started. I got my whiskey on the table. It's going to be a good weekend. We got worst team. He says, start Houston D or Atlanta D?
I mean, I'm not starting anyone against the Saints with a healthy Breeze, Kamara, Ingram, and Michael Thomas. That just seems absurd to me. So, the other guy.
Yeah, Houston at home against Pittsburgh, albeit, but I don't – Roethlisberger scares me. So, and without Antonio Brown – it's kind of like a guy going out there without his little safety blanket. So for me, I'm definitely leaning for Houston D here. I think they're going to actually have a pretty good week.
Is there nobody else available for that guy? There's got to be a better choice, right?
Right, the Bears out there, the Redskins out there, like the Redskins Cardinals? At home against Brock Osweiler.
You guys like the Cardinals at home with the Giants coming to town?
I don't know. Giants look like, I mean, they moved the ball against Philly, so I know it's a divisional game, weird things happen, but, you know, Cardinals, no Adrian Peterson, no David Johnson, Larry Fitz seems a little bit disheartened. That team has not looked good on offense for a few weeks. I would recommend finding someone else. I don't really want to play against.
The Redskins looked pretty good last week. They got the Broncos.
They did.
They might be all right.
Yeah. I would go Redskins if they're available. I'm really not wanting to play anyone against Steelers, Saints, Falcons, Patriots. Like, those are, you know, Rams, Philly. Like, there's just a handful of teams you really don't want to start the defense against, no matter how good they are.
I agree. We got DK Styles 24. He says, flex, Jeffrey, Woods, Collins, or Shepard?
Man, Collins has been lights out.
Well, and look at his matchup this week at home against Indianapolis. Like, to me, Collins is probably a top five running back for me this week. Maybe even as high as top three.
Yeah, he's a must start. I don't know that I would quite go top three because you still have, you know, Ingram, Kamara, Gurley, Hunt.
I don't like Gurley's matchup. I like Hunt's matchup, but I think I like Collins more than I like Hunt this week.
Maybe. I mean, he's close to a must start for me, but I'm not sure I would go top three. I'm not sure I would go, but I like where your head's at.
Can we go double or nothing on cookies for the Thielen bet that I already lost?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Yes, I'll even go, since you're going double or nothing, I'll even go top three.
Okay. That works. Let's do it. Okay. I'm going to be fat after this. I'm going to be looking like Santa Claus.
You wait till you have my cookies, too.
Okay.
They'll send you to the moon, buddy.
Okay. You got some of those. You're baking with Colorado ingredients. Huh?
I'm only 40 miles away. That's all I'm saying.
Fair. That's what I say. Fair. Okay. What do we got next?
And another guy that I really like there is Woods. I think Robert Woods being back, being healthy, I think he's going to be an integral part of that offense going into the playoffs. So I think we see a lot of him. But, I mean, Collins, he's just beast this week. We got Smooth Momentum, pick two standard, Baldwin, Keelan Cole, Martavis, or Mike Wallace? Thanks.
I'm going Baldwin and Keelan, Martavis, and who? Who was the other one?
Wallace.
I think I want to lean Martavis Bryant as who I want to lean. I'm not super comfortable, even with Antonio Brown out. I don't know why I'm still not super comfortable with it, but I think I would go Bryant. But if I wasn't going Bryant, it would be Wallace. It would be Wallace over Keelan Cole for me.
See, I like Wallace, but I also feel like you got to ride the fire with Keelan Cole. And to me, Baldwin's a no-brainer. Like, he had a bad week last week. That's so rare. And that just means he's due for a big week against Dallas, who's got a fairly soft defense this year. Although they've also been stepping it up. And especially with Ezekiel Elliott back, that team changes its whole dynamic. But I still like Baldwin this week. Minimal impact.
Oh, you couldn't hear that one. Sorry.
I heard a chirp.
Yeah, it was the sound of the Power Rangers watch, but it didn't come in very well. It was do. Anyway, let me jump in before you get that one. I got two more questions from June718 from Mixler. He's listening right now. Choose two. Crabtree, Hill, or Woods? I'm not sure the format scoring wise, but pick two.
Hill and Woods. Hill, it's two of, yeah, for sure. Crabtree's the sitter.
Hill and Woods. Okay, and then same guy. My starting tight end is Watson, available on waiver. Jesse James, Brate, and Ebron. You like any of those guys over Watson this week?
Jesse James, Brate. I like Brate. Howard's on IR, so I would go Brate.
And DeSean Jackson's not playing either this week, it doesn't look like, so.
Nope. I think he's actually officially out now as well.
Okay. I believe. Okay, so I mean, him being officially out, I'd say definitely Brate for me.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Back to Minimal Impact. He says, Vikings or Bears for all the beans?
I think Bears, right? Cleveland, like the turnover king.
I don't know. They've been kind of playing a little bit better, but I mean, yeah, they are the turnover king. But to me, the Green Bay Packers are going to be playing so deflated this week that it's really hard not to start Minnesota.
Yeah, man. But you see these teams that go in all the time with, oh, you know, this isn't even going to be a game. There's no way they stand a chance. And then Miami beats the Patriots.
This is true. Yeah, this is true. You can see it. I don't know. I do like the Bears this week, too. It's cold. Ugh.
Look,
I don't know. I think the higher scoring chance comes out of Josh Gordon than it does out of Green Bay, though.
Yeah, but I mean, that run game has been, you know, they have the ability. I get where your head's at, but the Bears have been good recently, and the Browns haven't won a game.
Yeah,
so,
fair enough.
I mean, they're playing for pride, but I heard the city is throwing a parade if they lose every single game this season. So they might just be trying to get that parade. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a joke. They're really doing that.
That's awesome. What do you think, Steve? Since we're split.
Sorry. What was the question?
Vikings or Bears?
Defense? Vikings.
Yeah.
Vikings. Yes. Caller. We got a caller.
Vikings, one for Bears.
Yeah, take
wow.
the
call.
Caller, what's your name, buddy?
Go for it.
Hey, this is Terry. I go by It's the One on Superbot. I just got a quick question for you guys.
Sure.
Hey, awesome.
One is something I've been going through all this whole fantasy series. I got Bell, Ingram, Hunt, and Kamara.
Oh,
and I was wondering which, I mean, I know Le'Veon Bell is somebody you're going to roll every week, but I was wondering about the other three because I'm a little worried about Atlanta being that they hurt Kamara last time and that, like, killed him because I played both of them that same week. So I was wondering, what would you guys do this week for that?
I would sit Ingram. If it were my team, I would sit Ingram. Hunt's been really hot, and I like Kamara more than Ingram, personally.
Okay. All right. And then that same league, I have, for a wide receiver, too, I have Thielen and Robert Woods. I was like, which one would you play out of those two?
I would play Woods.
I'd play Woods this week, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, one more question for you in another league where I made it to the championship, but I'm projected to get murdered. it's a PPR league, and I was just wondering, I don't know who to run for my flex spots. I have Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Funchess, and I picked up Matt Wallace off the waiver wire this week. I need two flex spots. Because I have, like, P. Ryan and another running back in there that I don't want to go with.
Since you're looking for upside, so you for sure want Hill. And, man, that's tough. I would probably go – if Funchess is good to go, I would go Hill and Funchess.
Well, we still have Thielen available there, too, don't we? Or is that's another league?
I got Diggs in that one. I don't have Thielen in that one. I have Diggs in that one.
I don't like Diggs this week. I think I have to agree. I think I have to agree with you because I can't argue with that. Like, I think you're rocking out here. I think you got Hill for sure. Hill for sure for me. And then,
Hill for sure.
Yeah, okay. Hill for sure.
And then Funchess will be your second option.
What are Funchess and who? What are our other three? Sorry.
It's Hill, Funchess. I got Stephon Diggs, and I got Mike Wallace.
Man, I really like Wallace this week.
Yeah, I mean, you could go Wallace over Funchess.
I think I'd go Wallace over Funchess myself.
Okay. So you guys will both go Hill and Wallace.
Yeah, the things that scare me about Funchess is that Eddie Mack is getting targets again, and then you got Greg Olsen back in there. So you got Carolina focusing more on that short pass game, and it's effectively winning for them. So why would they walk away from that? I just don't see the long ball opportunity for Funchess. Hill is, especially if you're projected to get killed, get him out there because he can just get 35 points without even blinking. And then I think Wallace is basically the only option left over there in both Baltimore besides Alex Collins. I mean, I think those two are both going to have a great game.
Okay. And plus, I got Greg Olsen in that league, too. So would that make you less amped to play Funchess if you had both? Because last week,
absolutely.
Yes,
yeah, okay. Would not play both. Yeah.
Okay.
That actually seals the deal for me.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it, man.
Yep. No problem. Good luck, man. Win that championship and give us a call.
Thanks, man. I got four. I'll let you guys know next week.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. Bye.
I think next week we're just going to have a show where it's like
people to call in and tell us how much they won by.
Just like open line. Yeah. Just open line bragging. I like it. All right. Good call. Guys, if you tune in and you never heard the show before, you can call in. We answer your question immediately. 713-909-7030. 713-909-7030. Jump back into it.
Okay. We got pick six. He says start two in PPR. Cole Kupp or Anderson?
Man, that's tough.
I think I'm sitting Anderson. I don't like the Jets offense this week.
No. Yeah. I can't. It's tough for me to trust what's going on there right now with having Petty back there. So I'm sitting Anderson for sure. And this was pick two of three or only take one?
Pick two.
Yeah, so just sit Anderson for me.
Okay. We got 12th man 2012. He says half PPR. Pick two, wide receiver one, running back, and a flex. He's got Goodwin, Anderson, Cole, Tate, and Richardson. Jamal Williams and Lamar Miller.
So I'm sitting
two
Miller.
Wide receivers.
Yeah, I'm going Jamal Williams. And who are the wide receivers again?
Goodwin, Anderson, Cole, Tate, and Richardson.
So I'm going to go. He needs one running back, two wide receiver, and a flex. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
So Goodwin, Cole, and Tate, and Jamal Williams for me.
And same exact thing. I don't like Goodwin that much this week, but I do like him over Richardson just because of the volume. I could see getting Lamar Miller in over Goodwin just because of the matchup this week. Jalen Ramsey is no joke. So, and then he also asks, Lions or Chargers?
Chargers.
Chargers for me, too. Yep, Chargers are a hot ticket for me this week. Sandman25 says Stafford or Flacco at Standard League?
Stafford.
Yeah, you got to start Stafford.
No way I can trust my championship to Flacco.
Guys, I got a Stafford question also from the mixer here. Was it Stafford or Jameis Winston this week?
Stafford again. Detroit's in a must win.
I don't know. Yep, he's making Lucas think. He thought about it for a second there.
I am. I like Winston a lot, but he has been so up and down. I'm going Stafford.
Alrighty.
I am. Go with the $150. Let the $150, $150 million man win you the championship.
Yeah, go out and earn that paycheck. All right, June 718. Another question. My other league. Okay, so it's half point PPR. He's got Foles, Bortles, or Dak this week. Who'd have thought at the end of the beginning of the season we'd be answering questions where people were considering starting Bortles in a championship? Unbelievable.
Well, against Foles,
yeah,
too.
Right?
Like Dak. Dak's in there because
give me Foles against Oakland. Give me Foles.
I still haven't seen anything that verifies that Foles even playing or planning on playing a full workload this week. So for me, I've got to go Bortles. It is crazy that you're trusting Bortles for your championship, but why not? The guy's been hot. He's been throwing 2+ touchdowns for
why not? Because you want to win,
right? Two plus touchdowns 4 straight weeks.
Yeah, I don't.
It's hard to swallow, man, and I know you can't trust him because it's Bortles.
Look, assuming the Vikings win tomorrow night against Green Bay, I don't see a scenario in which they sit Foles because they still have week 17. Maybe they sit him week 17, but this dude has started one game in like the last 3 years. Like, why, they need to get him some reps and they need to get him like the chance of him coming out rusty and blowing a game, I think, are much greater than him getting injured by playing. So there always is that injury risk, but I would much rather him go out there and play and be on the same page as all these guys going into the playoffs and be ready to sling the frickin' rock when it matters. I can't see how it would be an intelligent move for a coach to sit Foles with 2 weeks left before the playoffs. I just don't. He needs the reps. I don't see it.
What I think I was reading was stating that he's just not happy with Foles and he wants to see what Sunfield can do.
What? What do you mean not happy with Foles?
Right. Yeah, that's just that. That's who's, what the reporters. That's what the report was saying.
Look okay, that's yeah. I don't believe it because just based on what I see, Foles didn't look. He didn't look like Wentz, but he didn't look bad. And the issue with that game was definitely not Foles. It was the defense letting up close to 40 points against the Giants. Right. So
right. Yeah, I thought Foles looked good. I'm just saying, like, as far as I've seen, and it being a Monday night game, especially say if Green Bay does something crazy like win tomorrow night, then the Eagles don't have to play anybody. So, I don't know. To me, keep an eye on that situation. And for me, I really like Bortles anyway this week.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
All right. Steve, tiebreaker again.
Man.
It's funny, none of us said Dak.
I actually was going to say Dak, but that would just confuse things. to me, he's the safest one, I think
at home against Seattle. Seattle hasn't been that great on defense.
I think he's the safest one. I don't know. That's tough. Let me think about it and come back to it, because he asked another question here that I was actually doing a little research on. It's a defensive question. So he's got Chiefs, Steelers, Bears all on the waiver wire. Who do you pick up?
Bears, they're playing Cleveland.
Yep. Yeah. I was looking at that,
although
too.
Although I do like the Chiefs this week, too.
I like the Chiefs as well. Miami is 26 total giveaways. The Cleveland Browns are 36 total giveaways. And so they're like 1-3, so they're both turnover machines. But the Bears have more turnover takeaways than the Chiefs by a couple. So you're pretty safe with either of those, I think. I think Bears slight edge, though.
I just really think Bears are a top three, top five defense this week.
Yeah, you're pretty much guaranteed to get a couple interceptions when you play Cleveland. I'm going to look at our rankings for this quarterback question and get back to you guys in a second on that one.
Okay.
All right.
You want to hit us with the next one?
I'm going to hit you with a call, actually.
Okay.
I got a caller here. Oh, where the hell Curtis is? I hope Curtis is okay.
Yeah, seriously.
Let me drop this caller in. Hey, good evening, caller. What's your name?
My name's Nelly from Rhode Island.
Hey, Nelly. What's going on?
I want to know if Prophet Hoos is on the line. Is he on the line?
No. Hoos is out for a minute.
Hey, so you guys are going to have to help me beat Hoos in the championship round then.
Oh, okay.
All right. I got a few dilemmas here. I got it's going to sound crazy, but I'm actually thinking about this, right? I got the Bears defense going, and I got the Jags defense. I'm actually debating this.
The Bears?
I know Kaiser's. Like Kaiser, you know what I mean? The Bears at home against Kaiser. Do I play them over the Jags?
No, the Jags have been, San Francisco has been decent recently, but not great. And Jacksonville has shut down
way better offenses.
Yeah, they have. I'm looking. They really haven't played anyone that good. They've whooped up on Cincinnati and Cleveland and Arizona, Indy. Now they did hold Seattle to 24. I'm going Jags. I think that they bring. I love the Bears this week, but the Jags, they're the number one defense this year. They have been the best, most solid defense this year. So you are fine with either, but Jacksonville's the way to go.
I wish you could flex the Bears.
Yeah. Right. Seriously.
Oh man, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I didn't want to overthink it, because this is the finals. Like, I'm chasing points right now, especially with I lost Antonio Brown and I lost Davante Adams.
Oh, that's rough.
It's rough. I'm just like my whole ego shut down. Like now, I'm like, do I have to go with the upside and my chasing points? I don't want to do it. But my other dilemma is the quarterback situation. Again, Matthew Stafford and Bortles. So I'm like, Stafford for me.
Stafford. There. Yeah, the $150 million arm. I know Bortles has been great the last three games, but he's been terrible two out of the last five. So what people don't remember is what he was, Bortles, no one spoke his name prior to that. Bortles was not a play. So Marvin Jones is better than any wide receiver that's currently on the Jags. And Golden Tate, I think people would say, is also better than Cole or Westbrook. So I think you got better receiving options for Detroit. And I just have to go Stafford.
A must win. Yep. I really like Bortles this week, but I think Stafford is my guy for this in particular one. The Bengals just look like that's another team that looks like they've just flat given up. So get Stafford out there.
All right. All righty.
Well, and beat Hoos, because we actually enjoy stuff like that. It's good radio. We can make fun of him.
Absolutely.
But I was interested in knowing what he would tell me. You know, I wanted to force him into bad situations, but I think he did the right thing. He knew I was going to call in, so.
That's why he's not on here. Okay. That's great. That is great.
I told him on Wednesday. I'm like, I was calling Wednesday. I didn't know you guys pushed it to Friday. I'm like, yo, who's? I've been calling. You guys put me in the no pickup list or something because I'm calling in, playing against you. And I'm like, no, we changed it to Friday. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. I call back Friday then. And he's not there. So it's funny.
That's all right. That is funny. I hope. Hey, you know what? Like, we love Hoos. He's our boy. But I think it would be hilarious to have you call in and say that you won based on these couple of picks that made the difference. So that would be a fun call. That would be a fun call.
Yeah. So you guys gonna be out next week too?
We're thinking about it. Just a short little.
We're definitely going to be on. We're going to be on for a little high five championship. We are the champions. And there is still people out there that play week 17.
Week 17.
So we're going to be there for them too.
Yeah. So we'll take a few calls on that. I don't expect there to be too many. But yeah, definitely call in and let us know how it turns out either way.
I will call in.
Okay. All right. We'll look forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you. Good luck, man.
All right. Thanks. Bye. So to further not clarify the quarterback question, Foles, Bortles, or Dak, I looked at our rankings in sleepwire.com/rankings. We got Dak at 10, Bortles 11, Foles at 13, with Jared Goff at 12. So they're right all together. I'm looking at some trends on, on the website teamrankings.com. The only thing I'm seeing is Seattle's defense has given up just a few more yards to the passer over the past 3 weeks, but it's not by much. Oakland and San Francisco have actually been stronger against the pass the last 3 weeks. So that's I think why I was leaning Dak just a little bit more as a safer pick. So I don't know what to tell you, man.
Okay, well, you sold me on Dak.
Really? Okay.
So that's two for Dak.
I mean, I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm hoping that they come out and just absolutely dominate this week. I want to see them 9-6 and trying to make a run here. It could be the homer in me, I'm like trying to reverse jinx on this to see what I can do, you know, by not picking Dak. Maybe he'll come and, you know, prove me wrong, but I do like Dak, and Dak would actually be my number two ahead of Bortles, but slightly behind Foles. Roll Dak out, baby. Love to hear Dak won you a ship.
I would too. All right, we got another Mixer question here. Trilly 843. I may have missed it, but what is y'all's take on Gillisley this week? Need a flex in a standard league. Last I heard, James White was still questionable to play. So Gillisley would be, I don't know if he's been made active yet. I'll look and see. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, he'll be made active because of the hole in the roster now.
With Rex Burkhead being out.
Yeah.
So I 100% agree with that. I think it would be the ultimate middle finger. Based on Gillisley's stats last season, I expected him to be a more productive back in terms of yardage than LeGarrette Blount was. If you go back and look at his numbers from last year, Gillisley was absolutely insane behind McCoy. He had like 8 touchdowns and 800 total yards or something. Like it was absurd. He had like 7 yards per touch. So I thought he was going to do really well there, and it just didn't come to fruition. And I think it would just be pretty classy, you know, the way that fantasy football works, for him to come out and put out like a 3 touchdown game in the fantasy championships.
Let's look at it with a pride thing, right? Like nobody likes, you know, we all had to sit the bench, you know, maybe none of us were doing it professionally or anything for that matter, but this guy's probably going to come out and he's going to want to prove that he has a role in the NFL. He got a healthy scratch a few different times. To me, he's going to come out. I think he's going to be a sneaky start, And I think he's going to be a good start. I think he's going to get a touchdown, possibly even two.
Let me put it in context of this guy. Trillia843 says, would you play him ahead?
I would start him over Doyle, and I would start him over Woodhead.
What are you, you reading him ahead of me? What the hell, dude?
No, I read your mind, Steve.
I got no job now. I'm going to leave and go eat dinner. Bye.
I was actually going to incorporate that so it seemed all sneaky, and then I forgot.
I mean, that's a good question, because that's the first game of the week here coming up tomorrow at 4:30. So you waiting on Mike Gillisley?
I think I'm good with it.
Yeah, you know, we're okay with it. Obviously, you're not giving us an and or here, you know, Gillisley Doyle, or this person.
Doyle so. And what was the other guy?
Woodhead.
Doyle and Woodhead.
Yeah.
Doyle in Baltimore, no thank you. Woodhead,
he hasn't been productive. Buck
Allen.
Yeah, well, not only that, but Buck Allen is not gone anywhere.
Right.
You know, that guy is still hanging out. So let's go Gillisley if he's active.
Yep, I agree.
All right, there you go. That's okay. All I got. Go ahead. You can carry on. I'll still hop in and read the mix of questions because I like to feel part of the show.
Hey, Steve, you're integral to this. You're very integral. You're the glue. You're the rock. You're the everything, man. Let's see. We got All I Do Is Win 76. He says PPR two quarterback Bortles, G-Lo, Dalton.
Say that again.
He says he's PPR two quarterback Bortles, G-Lo, and Dalton. I think G-Lo is Garoppolo.
Okay, I'm going to go. We got to go Bortles, right?
Bortles and Garoppolo, I think.
Even against the Jags?
But Dalton?
Yeah, I guess I got to go Garoppolo.
Yeah, same here. I don't like it, though.
Begrudgingly.
Yeah. He needs two receivers and to flex. He's got Green, Woods, Allen, Keelan Cole, Martavis Bryant. I mean, you're starting Allen.
You're starting Woods.
Or you're starting Green, right?
And Green. Yeah, I'm not sitting Green. I know there's a lot of analysts saying that they're way off, they're fading Green, but he's a top five talent in the NFL at that position. I'm not sitting him.
He's just, I mean, he's arguably the best receiver in football. So to me, yeah. I mean, like, the guy can just go off, and he hasn't been, but to me, yeah, give me Green. And then he says, Bears or Chargers defense, and I think we've had this before. I think we both are on the Chargers there, right?
Bears, Chargers? I thought it was a different question. I do really like the Chargers, but I
also
think
really like the Bears.
I would go Bears over the Chargers this week, but I like both of them a lot. Like, in my mind, they're very close to each other, but just the fact that the Bears get to play the winless team is what changes that for me.
At home as well. So yeah. I can see it. And then he says Graham or Ingram?
Graham.
Yeah, Graham for sure.
Going Graham.
Yeah, I know he's been bad the past couple of weeks, but I don't think that maintains. We got Kirby LJ. He says, 12th man. I go, oh, he was answering. We got Junjin. He says, half PPR. Quarterback, Bortles or Dak?
Give me Dak.
Yep, give me Dak. Flex, Collins or Fitz?
Collins.
Collins. That was easy for me. Like, I mean, those two weren't even – well, Dak, because of Steve with his awesome trend advice, I had to go with that way. We got C-Malden 87. He says, am I paranoid playing Dawson at kicker for weather-related issue? My champion opponent is starting Bortles. Should I flex Keelan Cole over Flash Gordon? Any other roster tune-ups? And he has his roster above there. We won't read it, but you can look at it. I mean, he's got Howard and Eazy-E.
I think that I'm pretty – what was his question? Just would we change anything from what he has?
No, but he says should he flex Keelan Cole over Flash Gordon? And I think this week I would.
Which Keelan Cole over – who is he calling
over
Flash
Josh Gordon?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, absolutely not. No. The guy is – he's a freak of nature. No. No
see,
way.
And as much as you know how much I love Josh Gordon, the only reason I don't is because Chicago has just been so dominant against the number one.
Yeah, but
and
no.
It's cold. It's going to be cold up there. I don't know. To me, Josh, I'm fading every Cleveland player.
All of them but Gordon. I'm I mean, he's when you have that kind of an elite talent, he has the ability to turn nothing, literal garbage, into a huge play. And I think that they get down and have to force the ball to him. So I think even in just garbage or junk that the guy's going to have some numbers. So I can't sit Gordon for Keelan. I can't. But
ride the fire.
I think you know, Keelan's going to do all right, but I like the upside of Josh Gordon.
Steve, what do you think?
I'm playing Josh Gordon over that Keelan Cole guy, because the Keelan Cole guy, before this past week, he was big play guy. Like, it was one big play for him when he had two pretty good weeks. And this last week was the first time he was really targeted a lot, and it just stands out to me as, like, being kind of odd and maybe chasing points. I think he might even out. He could get a big play, but I feel like Gordon's slightly safer this week. Even though Gordon didn't have a really good week last week, only got three receptions, but he got, I think, 11 targets, which was pretty solid. And I think it 10 or 11 the week before. So I like his chances.
Okay, fair enough. We got Dilly Dilly 21. He says, Dak, Carr, Foles, standard. I got to go Foles. Dak.
You know, this is that same one. Either Foles or Dak. It's slightly Foles for me. I would love to say that it's Dak. He's just looked off to me. So
I think that off was because of Eazy-E.
Yeah, I mean, just the throwing looked off, you know, and I don't know.
Well, right, but you take off half your left leg, your throwing would go off too. I mean, I don't know. To me, I feel like he's the better start. I get what you're saying about being a homer, though. I was the same way about the Broncos at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, so I'm leaning slightly Foles, but it's definitely between those two. It's pretty close.
Okay.
Rankings say Dak, so I think you're going Dak here.
Yep, I was just going to say that. We got Sandman. He says, does Ted Ginn being back scare away Michael Thomas?
No.
I hope so.
No, it doesn't. No.
I'm facing him in three championships this week, if you can believe that.
It's like, you know, it's akin to saying, you know, with Juju, when Brown is healthy, with like Martavis Bryant coming back, does that scare you about Brown? It's like, no, it's the clear number one receiver that's going to get his. The only thing that Ted Ginn does is hurt Brandon Coleman and Snead and Fleener and whoever else might be vying for targets behind Thomas.
Unless this question is my friend Ben, who I'm playing this week, then the answer is yes. Ted Ginn's going to be very productive. You need to play Eli Rogers.
That's fair.
But yeah, no, I don't think. I think Michael Thomas is still a fine play, unfortunately. We got Militron 18. He says, start Harrison Butker. I just felt like that was worth saying.
Yeah, sure. I'd start him.
Start Harrison Butker because his last name's Butker.
And because he's one of the... He might be the number one tight end now that my boy Greg the Third Leg isn't in there.
Yeah, that's sad, man. Zerline. Gosh, that one hurt.
He's my kicker. Like, I'm going into this ship this weekend with him as my kicker. And I'm like, well, you know, luckily Kai Forbath was hanging out there, which I think will be a pretty good play against the Packers. But it's like,
well, maybe
really?
You can help Dilly Dilly 21 right here. He says Lambeau or Bailey for his injured Zerline.
Dan Bailey.
Bailey. Yep, I'm loving him too this week. I think against Seattle, he's a great play. Great play. We got Dilly Dilly 21 again. Says pick three, Cooks, Josh Gordon, Woods, Westbrook, or Mike Davis. Standard.
Okay, read them one more time.
Cooks, Gordon, Woods, Westbrook, or Davis.
And he needs one?
Three.
Three. Cooks, Gordon.
And Woods, right?
Woods. Yeah, I mean, I like Mike Davis.
I do like Mike Davis. Yeah. It's just I haven't really liked him. They just haven't been using him. But then again, like right when he started to get hot, they came out and just got shellacked by the Rams. So
yeah. Yeah, I think the way we had it, I'm it's tough for me. I want to get Mike Davis in there somehow, but.
But over, yeah, you can't do it over those guys. I think I could do it over Cooks, possibly, just because he's been so hit or miss and Davis has been so consistent.
Yeah, I'm still going to, just because Brady to Cooks on a 60-yard touchdown can, like, one play can make your whole day for that player. So,
Sleeper Wire asks, Joe Mixon, DT, or Robbie Anderson? For those who don't know, Sleeper Wire is Adam, our CEO.
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon for me. If he's, Joe Mixon, you know, they're saying he's back and healthy. Yeah, make it rain.
And have you been seeing what Detroit's been letting up on those on the running back position? I think Joe Mixon's a great start this week.
Yeah, it's like going to an Ellen or like an Oprah Winfrey. One for you. Everyone yes. gets one.
Yeah, you get a touchdown, except it's you all going to be touchdown. Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
He's going to go knock people out of their seats and take their touchdown. He also asks, pick two quarterbacks, Trubisky, Dak, or Tyrod?
Dak and Tyrod.
Yeah, not Trubisky. That's crazy. Adam, jeez. What are you doing with Trubisky on your team anyways? I don't think the guy scored over a 10 this whole entire season.
Hey, I like my job, so, you know, I'm telling you, Tyrod and Dax, but I'm not going all out. So it's all dirty jobs. It's all dirty jobs, Adam.
That was Steve.
Yeah, no, blame it on Steve. He's not even paying attention right now. You're going to do right. it like that. Okay, all right.
See, but then he can't defend himself, Lucas.
I know. Yeah, Steve, you should really be paying attention, man, and stop talking bad about Adam.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice. We got Super Cool Fiend. He says, Dez, Martavis, or Colin PPR?
Give me some Dez.
Yep, I think he's due for a big game. I can't stress how much I like Cole, but I like you start your studs. He says he's starting Bortles, Juju, and his opponent is starting Dak and Gurley.
Okay, ooh. Yeah. Then we'll throw Dez up there because if Dak's getting points other than his legs, he's probably throwing it to Dez, right? So mitigate those points, and if Dak's going to have a big game, well, Dez is going to have a bigger. So put Dez in there. I like that. And, yeah, I'm good with that.
Guys,
and again, if this is my friend Ben, bench talk Gurley, you need to put somebody like Mike Davis in there.
Put Spencer Ware in. Please actually asked about Dez, so I'm glad you guys touched on Dez. He also, I mean, we're getting this question a lot. Bortles or Foles this week? I don't know if we've done that pair yet, but who do you guys like, Bortles or Foles?
It's Foles for me.
It's Bortles for me.
I think a lot down to this if Foles is going to play a whole game or not. Do you really think he's going to play a whole game even if Minnesota
wins?
That's
why I'm worried about Foles. If I was 100% sure Foles was playing that whole entire game, if I didn't see the coach go off about the Sunfield guy earlier this week,
yeah.
I would be 100% on Foles. But that's what scares me is it's a Monday night game. And so much can be decided before they decide to play Foles that I have to go with Bortles. That's where I'm leaning on that.
I think it would be a catastrophic mistake to even think about going with a different quarterback on your roster than Foles going into the playoffs. You need unity, you need chemistry, you need your locker room to all be on the same page, you need your front office, like, you need to rally the troops, get behind Foles, he's who you said was the starter, you won with him last game, don't make him question himself, you need to get this guy's confidence up, you need to let him play another full game, get another win under his belt, if you want to do some funky stuff going into week 17 because you have everything locked in and you're good to go. I'm okay with that. I think that it would be extremely unintelligent for the coach to do that. And he might get run out on a rail if he screws up their playoffs. That city is hungry. They thought this was their years with Wentz and they still believe it is with Foles. So I think they have to play him the full game.
I don't know. I just, like I said, to me, that's what scares me the most.
So, but, you know, we like Bortles. He's been coming on strong. But I've been around long enough to see Bortles put up 5 points, and he's the same player that he was. So he's had a hot streak, but the dude is capable of just a massive meltdown.
Dropping a negative two. This is true. This is a fact. This is a fact. So I'm still good with it, though. I think he's the hot hand against the 49ers. I don't think the 49ers are going to slow down Jacksonville this week. So, Steve, what are you leaning towards, did you say?
I probably would wait to make the decision, but I'd probably go with Bortles. No, actually, no, I would go with Foles, I think.
Yeah, again, if Foles, if it looks like Foles is going to play a full slate, yeah, then I'm with Foles, yeah, 100%.
I go with Foles, but unless something comes out.
Luckily, you have a 2 o'clock decision or a Monday night decision.
Right, yeah, I'd wait and see what happens come Saturday games and see what news comes out on Sunday morning. So I'm sure this will be a blitz question on Sunday morning, that's for sure.
Awesome. We can deal with that. Okay. We got Super Cool Fiend. He says, oh, nope, we already did that. Militron18 says, start one, standard flex, Tyreek Hill, Jamal Williams, Brandon Cooks, Latavius Murray, Juju Smith, or Antonio Gates.
And how many are we starting?
Just one.
Wow, read them off one more time. You can go quick.
Hill, Williams, Cooks, Murray, Schuster, Smith, Gates.
And he said standard, right?
Yes, sir. I'm thinking Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I want Hill. But for me, it's, yep, it's between Hill, Cooks, and Latavius, actually. Murray. So, and it's really, yeah, see, between, I, to me, it's Hill and Murray.
Between Hill and Murray. Yeah.
Yeah. So, if.
Yep, but I barely lean Hill, but man, I could see why you would start Murray.
So, the way, without knowing the rest of your roster, knowing how many points the other team is projected, if they're projected more points than you, I would go Hill. If you're projected to win and you just need someone to plug in a solid, you know, 10 to 15 points for you that you can almost assuredly gamble on, then I'm going to go Latavius Murray for a very high floor. But if you need crazy, if you need the big upside, go ahead and rock Hill.
I just want to know what kind of running backs you got if you're sitting Latavius Murray. I mean, that guy's a beast.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in my championship, I'm 12 man, and I have McCoy, Gurley, and Kamara, so they're out there. You know, people.
No, I'm facing Gurley and Bell. So yeah, you're right. They're everywhere. I mean,
Gurley was in a lot of second round, a lot of late mid and late second round for people. So I know it seems crazy, but
a lot.
Yeah, I didn't allow that to happen in any of my leagues. But if he was there in the second, I picked him up in every single league. Yeah. I was bullish on Gurley, and it paid off. Him and McCoy.
Bullish. You were very bullish. You actually got me Gurley in second round for a couple leagues as well. So thank you for that. Right. Yeah, the combo, running back combo. And you know what's great? He's stayed healthy the whole year.
Yes.
Just been
fantastic.
He's
a monster.
Yeah.
He really is.
You guys think he'll go all the way to the third, mid-second next year?
No, he'll be top five. Well, it's tough because I know this is a little bit of a tangent, but what do you do when you have Zeke, Bell, David Johnson, Gurley, Kamara, Ingram? Like, I'm happy with all of those guys. And, right, like, we're leaving out McCoy.
Yeah,
we're leaving out
McCoy's
McCoy
been
in
having
the top
a feast of years.
Five. Like, this is going to be nuts.
Freeman will drop.
Fournette's another dominant beast when he's healthy. Fournette.
People forget about Cook. You know, they'll completely forget about him.
Yeah, we don't, you know, we like McKinnon and Latavius Murray, right? But what about Cook? That dude was on pace to go nuts. And we didn't even include Hunt. Like, there's like 8 running backs that you can make an argument should be number one.
Might all be running back.
Well, think about it. It's like, you know, Antonio Brown may break into the top 5. Like, how nuts is that?
Name another wide receiver that's even in the top 10, though.
Well, we know it's not Julio. He's not there. Evans and Green, they both fell off. Another one in the top 10.
Hopkins
and Keenan Allen. It's going to be Antonio Brown, Keenan Allen, and Hopkins are going to be your top 3 wide receivers next year.
That is crazy.
Yep.
The world is upside down.
Yeah, with Deshaun Watson back, for sure, Hopkins. Yeah. Hopkins may go ahead of Antonio Brown, to be frank.
Yeah, that's true.
With a healthy Deshaun Watson.
Well, and especially with what's going to – I mean, who knows what's going to happen in Pittsburgh in the offseason.
Yeah, we'll see what Big Ben, you know, what
But we still got a championship to win. We still got a championship to win.
We do. I'm just already so excited thinking about what's
so
going to happen.
I'm like giddy as a schoolgirl now. I'm like, yes.
So many elite running backs. And in my league of record, I get to keep Alvin Kamara in the 13th round because that's where I drafted him. So I get him in the 13th and Gurley in the 2nd.
Yeah, start doing mock drafting.
Is it too early to start mock drafting?
I was
going to
say,
yes.
We're going to start
doing 2 weeks too early.
Monday Metal Mocks right after the regular season.
Exactly.
2 weeks. 2 weeks, Steve. We'll do that in 2 weeks.
All right. I got another question from Please here. Let's see. He said, should I make plans for Ertz as well? Because we were talking about Foles, maybe, whatever. So now he's considering Ertz as well. He has Delaney. Start him, or is there a better tied up matchup like Ben Watson? If you have Delaney and Ertz, I'd almost start both of them if you could.
Yeah, right. I would start both. But for sure, Ertz. Like, the guy is, you know, he's elite. He is elite. There's Gronk, Kelce, and Ertz. They are in a tier of their own. And it's not insane to debate between Gronk and Ertz. I know that, you know, with past history, you might say otherwise, but Ertz is like a wide receiver. The guy's a wide receiver that lines up, you know, looking like he's going to block and gets open for a 10-yard route very easily because it's a mismatch with a linebacker. So,
yeah. Nope, I totally agree.
So you wouldn't bench Ertz for Walker?
I'd never bench Ertz.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you could play both? You would play them both and maybe not Watson? I mean, would you pick up Watson for either one of those guys?
No.
Okay.
Not over those guys.
All right. Cool. That's all I got from Mixler.
Okay. Oh, we got a question from Matt G10. He says, TE bigger gamble than QB. He says, oh, no, I'm sorry. That was an answer. We got Kelso 28. He says, Freeman or Howard this week for my flex? That's a good problem to have. I mean, I don't know how you could start Freeman or sit Freeman. I mean,
because the Bears are playing the Browns, but go Freeman. He's better. But I
can't sit Freeman. I mean, we're talking top 10. That's another guy that we didn't even bring up. That's just a massive beast.
For him, it's just having Coleman. You're right. He is a beast, but having Coleman there does affect it. They don't quite work like the tandem between Ingram and because it's so funny. We saw Kamara go out against the Falcons, and Ingram was virtually useless. I know he had the toe thing, but they really, it's yin and yang there. And as to where Freeman and Coleman, I feel like they're just taking each other's touches. But
I think Freeman still gets enough of the workload. We got Sweet Swingin' Erdy says, PPR league, he has one move left. His quarterback is Garoppolo. His TEs are Anderson and Njoku. He says, should I pick up Foles or Ebron? Tough matchup for Garoppolo, but TEs have been goose eggs. Thoughts?
Foles for me, because it is a very – I think that the difference between Foles and Garoppolo – gosh. Man, Ebron can throw up a zero for you too. I know he had a monster catch last week in the end zone, but I would be a lot more comfortable playing Foles than Garoppolo, and I would roll out Njoku.
Yeah, I think I'd like Njoku if I have to have two tight ends. I think I'm actually okay with grabbing Ebron over Anderson. Having the one move left, I still think Ebron is going to be more productive if he's been actually getting a little bit. And Anderson against the Steelers, Anderson had that one good week, but to me he just hasn't looked that, he hasn't been that guy that everybody wants him to be, where Ebron can actually get you points, Anderson can get you a zero. I think I'm okay with playing Garoppolo at home. Foles I would prefer to have, but if I only have the one move left and I have to play two tight ends, this is only if I have to play two tight ends, because if not, I'm playing Foles. But if you play two tight ends like I think you do based off of this question, I would say grab Ebron and rock Garoppolo, because Ebron will guarantee you some points. Garoppolo might not be great, but he's also not going to just completely be terrible. So
that's fair. I didn't hear that. It was
that's where I'm at with that, but I can see what you're saying. I like Foles.
Tight ends.
His tight ends are Anderson and Njoku. So that's what makes me think it's tight ends. There's nothing else to base it off of that. I'm saying just in case that's the situation, to me, you cannot be going out there with Anderson. That's the one guy to me. You have got to get him out of that situation.
I agree.
Okay. But like I said, if it's only one tight end, I'm okay with Njoku and I'm grabbing Foles. I'm with that too. We've got Wrath of Doom. He says, McKinnon or Gallman?
McKinnon.
Oh, McKinnon, hands down. I love McKinnon this week. Aussie's Jet says, Keenum or Foles?
Keenum, I think. Yeah, Keenum. Keenum for me.
Yeah, I like Keenum a lot this week too.
That's another good problem to have.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, it could be worse. You could be like Garoppolo or like the guy ahead of us.
Yeah. Yep.
Act 007 says Dez, Cole, or Gordon. He needs two.
Gordon and Dez. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's your safer bet, although I think Dez and Cole for me because I don't like Gordon up against the matchups.
Yeah, I'm still of the mindset that I think Westbrook, that Didi is the better wide receiver there. I know that Cole's had a couple big weeks, but
it just seems like he's getting force fed the ball too much to ignore it.
God, yeah.
But I do like Didi Westbrook a lot better. If it's any consolation, I'd also feel like he is the better receiver there. It just doesn't seem like he's getting the looks. He's not getting it's like the Bortles drops back. He looks one way real quick, and which used to be Marquise Lee, so that might be an uptick. But now his second direction is always Cole, and he's hammering that guy the ball a lot. That's where I'm at. I do like Didi Westbrook better, though. I think he's a way better receiver.
Yep. So. Okay.
So Dez and Gordon for one, and Dez and Cole for the other. But again, I think playing Gordon, he's got such a good target share, too. So I could see either or. Tana Gooch says, Ebron or Rudolph?
Rudolph.
Yeah, Rudolph for me, too. A lot more consistent. Who would you start, Batson or Jimmy Graham? Do you think
Jimmy
Graham is due for a bounce back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so funny. We're all about the recency bias, and people look to the last performance, and you really have to look to, like, the last 6 weeks, right? Is there an outlier? Is there one game? Or does one player have one good game? And you're like, oh, well, he had a good game, so he must do it. No, you can't. Don't read too much into the bad game. Look at the quarterback. Look at the matchup. And just look at the player who's receiving the ball. And Jimmy Graham's a top five talent tight end in the league. Russell Wilson is a top three quarterback. They got embarrassed last week. And Jimmy is Russell's favorite receiving option. So
in the red zone especially.
Yeah.
And it's actually 2 weeks in a row where Jimmy Graham's been bad. But if you really look at the week before, that was kind of the fluke. And then last week, man, the Rams just got on top of things so fast that Seattle never really kind of had a game plan to get back into that football game. It's Jimmy Graham, man. Jimmy Graham's a beast. You start Jimmy Graham, especially against Dallas. And then we got El Jefe. He says, standard, one flex, one running back. Gillisley, Perrine, P. Ryan, Kerwill, Didi, Westbrook, Keelan Cole, Wallace or Davis? Dang, that guy just kept going.
Davis and Wallace for me.
Davis and Cole for me, but I also like Wallace. So I can go with that. We'll just go Davis and Wallace to make it good.
Okay.
Okay. Guys, I think we might be out of questions.
Is that it? We got through the sack?
We got through the whole entire sack. We got Super Cool Fiend who says, thanks, guys. He loves the show, and we love you right back, Super Cool Fiend. And then Sandman25 says, appreciate y'all, and that is also reciprocated, my friend.
Yeah, definitely. Guys, please call in and let us know how you did this week in your championships. We expect a lot of pictures of guys on ships.
And we're also still kind of standing by our mega trophy. Break a tiny piece of your trophy and send it to us so we can glue it and make one giant mega trophy.
There you go.
Dude, that really would be something. I heard you guys come up with that idea.
That was all Nick, man. So, yeah, I'm all for it, though, because that would be ridiculously awesome.
Man. You'd be the guy to put it together, Dirty Jobs. I feel like you probably have the welding and the epoxies and stuff to fix shit like that.
You know this. I've got it. You send me the pieces. We'll make it happen.
All right. Is that it? Are we calling it? Hour and a half.
I think we're calling it. Nobody's calling back, so let's do this. Let's go win a championship. We'll be back on Sunday morning. Yep. So,
yeah, Sunday morning. All right. We'll start at 11:30. Lucas, Dirty Jobs, thanks for doing the mail sack tonight. It's been a pleasure doing the mail sack with you guys every week. It's really been fun. This is my favorite show of the week. All the calls, all the interaction. And we want to thank everybody that listens and is tuned in every week. You guys, we love you for tuning in. It wouldn't be fun without people calling in. So Don't forget, you go to sleeperwire.com to reach us, and we'll be on the Sleeperbot app and the Sleeperwire channel pretty active, I think, in the next 2 days here with all these championship games. I want to wish everybody good luck. That's in the championship. Dirty Jobs. Lucas, anything to say to the listeners before we go?
Good luck. Tear it up.
Good luck, and we appreciate you guys, and look forward to hearing how you did and talking to you next year as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be on all season, all off season, doing stuff, covering the draft, covering all that stuff, doing mock drafts and everything. And don't forget, if you win any money this year in your big money leagues, do us a solid. Just give us a little taste. 5-10%. Go to sleepwire.com. Support our cause. Rob dealing with the chronic Lyme disease. A little donation goes a long way. So if we could just get a little support at the end of the season, we know it'd be big, big news for him. And we would really appreciate that. Go to sleepwire.com. Find the link. Our cause. That is it. We'll be back Sunday morning, 11:30 for the Blitz. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a great night.